it's Monday. It's Christmas Eve. My man's working on Christmas Eve like a lot of us. Brian Westbrook, number 36, brought to us by Visit Philly. Headed to the city for the game. Booked the Visit Philly overnight hotel package. Enjoy over $200 worth of free perks, including free parking. Find out more at visitphilly.com. Mr. Westbrook, happy Christmas Eve to you.
Happy Christmas Eve, Mikey Miss. How are you, man?
Doing good. You have the carrots out and the cookies yet?
I just got finished making some cookies. You know, a little milk for Santa.
Beautiful.
A little list there, everything. I do it all.
All right, you checking that list twice?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, make sure you don't make any mistakes.
I've been telling the kids, listen, if you don't be good, then you're not getting anything. I got to figure out something else to use after Christmas is over.
You use the old coal in the stockings thing?
That's right. Yeah, every day. Absolutely.
All right, man, let's talk about this game. Listen, I'm converted. I can't help it. I've now seen it twice in a row. They beat a team yesterday, a good team, by the way, with no running attack. He threw for almost 500 yards. He made play after play. He got a face mask stuck in his sternum and still completed a big pass. He threw an 83-yard bomb. I mean, the guy is just doing magical things, and they have turned into a good team with him at quarterback. What say you?
Well, I can't disagree with anything that you said. This team looks totally different. I think it's not all Nick Foles, but a lot of it certainly is. He's allowing the guys around him to make some big-time plays. He's giving these guys an opportunity downfield. I think it certainly helps him to have Darren Sproles back, and it looks like, you know, there's some guys coming back, Jordan Hicks and, Avante Maddox on the defensive side that have helped out just a bit. But a lot of this has to do with Nick Foles, his ability to get the ball out of his hands and giving guys opportunities to make some plays, and they have.
What stuck out to you in that game is that we had some great plays on both sides of the football. How did he get it done with no running back? With no running attack. Because last week we were saying it's the balance that helps Nick Foles, but he made play after play.
Yeah, no, he did make play after play, and I think when you look at the passing game, the thing that helps Nick, you know, it's not really rocket science at all. It's this. He spreads the ball around. He throws to the open receiver, and he takes what the defense gives him. And that's a big factor. When you take what the defense gives you, that means you're throwing the ball to the guy that has one-on-one coverage. Now, there's been a couple times where he threw the ball to Zach Ertz. I'm thinking of one down on the goal line where Zach finds a way to get open, and he catches the ball in double coverage. But most times, Nick is just doing a great job of reading the defense, and if the safety is rolling to the left, he's throwing the ball to the right. The safety is rolling to the right, he's throwing the ball to the left. He's getting the ball to the guys with the highest percentage and opportunity chance to catch it, and that means everybody touches the ball. That means all of the receivers stay involved in the game, and the defenses have to guard the entire width of the field, and when you have guys like Alshon Jeffrey going deep, now they have to guard much further down the field. It has really opened this entire offense up, and, you know, it really can't say much more about Nick Foles. He's done a great job.
All right, here's the million-pound elephant in the room now, though, because if this plays out, which I do believe, you know, when I see water turn into wine, I follow the dudes. You know what I'm saying? So I think this plays out to the point where they beat Washington, Minnesota loses, they get into the playoffs, they even do something in the playoffs, and now you've got the scenario in front of you. The franchise quarterback, you can trade for a lot. The other guy's only 29 years old. He'll give you at least 4 years to find another franchise quarterback in the draft. You can't deny it. So where are you?
Mike, stop it. Stop it. Where did this come from? You ambushed me.
Look, I saw water being turned into wine, Brian. I can't deny
you
it anymore.
Completely ambushed me. Now, listen. I agree. Nick Foles has done a great job. But also, let's not forget, the Rams secondary has struggled the last few weeks. The Texans secondary has been horrible for most of the year. So he's played two secondaries, two games in a row, that just have not been very good. So let's start there.
Yeah, but yesterday they got a rush on the quarterback. Texans get a rush on the quarterback.
The Texans had three guys injured during the game in the secondary. They're just, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Nick because he did a great job. But we also have to keep this all in perspective. Normally in the NFL, over time, extended periods of time, not small samples, the better and more talented player usually has more success. There's no argument that Carson Wentz is more talented than Nick Foles. In the long term, normally speaking, the better talent plays out and does a better job for your football team. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And but again, you cannot argue with the success that Nick is having.
Listen, I was saying exactly what you just said last week. I was saying the same thing you were saying. And I looked at this game yesterday. I go, he did it again against a good team. And this time they didn't even have a running back. And I just can't deny it anymore. They seem to play differently with the guy.
They do. There's no denying that. They do seem to play a little bit different. They have a different swagger. I think that offense looks totally different. And again, having Darren Sproles back helped that out quite a bit. Doug Peterson going for it on fourth down and being successful every single time helped out a lot. You know, them being 56% conversion rate on third down helped that out an awful lot. But a big part of that is Nick Foles and what he's able to do. That does not mean to me that I'm willing to trade Carson Wentz. It actually sounds crazy for you to think that.
Okay, I'm going to give you two hypothetical deals. These are just barroom arguments.
Okay.
The Giants call, they go, we'll give you Saquon and number one for Wentz.
Saquon and the Giants, who are the worst, one of the worst teams
number
in
one.
The NFC.
Number one.
Yeah.
For a franchise quarterback.
That's a tough one to turn down.
Uh-huh.
And that's tough because you're getting number one back.
Right.
And you're getting the best, one of the best top two running backs in the league.
Yep.
So that one's a tough one to turn down.
Okay.
That is a deal that I would accept.
All right. Absolutely. Now here's Jacksonville. They call. Jalen Ramsey and two number ones.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. These are the worst. I would probably take that too. But again, these are deals that nobody would ever offer. But I would take both of those deals. And in a weird world,
teams offer a lot for franchise quarterbacks.
Well, but Mike, here's the thing: those same teams are telling us, and they're seeing the same thing that we're seeing with Nick Foles taking an offense to the next level that we all have seen that the Carson Wentz just wasn't able to do. So why would they ever offer that much for something that, you know, Nick Foles was able to do and Carson Wentz wasn't?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we talk about it in basketball when we talk about Markelle Fultz getting traded for some great player, you know, and we're always like, well, why would they take our quote-unquote trash and give us something great?
Right.
We can't do it the other way in football because we're giving up, I mean, in that first trade, we're getting the first round pick, which is obviously great.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we're getting arguably one of the best running backs in the league.
Uh-huh.
It just doesn't make any sense.
All right.
Doesn't make any sense. Okay. But again, you made these trades so hard to resist. You made them so hard. That's a good job by you. I would take both of those trades.
Yeah, so would I. But my point is that there are people that will offer a lot for a chance at Carson Wentz. And there's always another franchise quarterback coming up the pike, bro.
Maybe.
You know that?
Maybe. Well, listen, this is what I think has to happen. If I'm Carson Wentz, I'm taking a long look at what Nick Foles is doing. I'm taking a long look at how this team responds to his type of leadership. I'm taking a long look of how spreading the ball around, getting everyone involved, makes this team run much, much better.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Doug Peterson, I'm getting in Carson Wentz's ear and say, listen, I know you want to do things your way. I know you want to run the team your way. This is how this team works best. It happened last year, and it's happening again this year. You need to adjust and change to the way that Nick is doing things, not the way that you've been running things when you're in there starting. That's a long conversation he has to have with our starter and franchise quarterback, Carson Wentz.
All right, look at your crystal ball. Minnesota lose next week?
Yes, they lose.
Eagles get into
the playoffs. and I'm telling you right now, I did not see this 3 weeks ago. I had no faith that this was going to happen, but I didn't see our team playing much better. Even though they gave up some yards to D-Hop, our defense is playing better. They're getting some turnovers. We saw that 2 weeks ago against the Rams. We're seeing our offense be explosive, be dynamic. And now we're talking about, and we know we didn't get very much from the run game, but Darren Sproles was a difference maker out of the backfield. I mean, when you watch it, there's nobody that can check Darren Sproles out of the backfield when he's scooted out.
He had a major run in that last series.
Big time run. They couldn't tackle him. They can't find him to tackle him. And I went back and watched. I mean, of course, Zach Ertz gets all the catches. I went back and watched the kid. And my thought, if I was on the defense, I'm putting a safety on him, and that'll slow him down. the Texans put a safety on him. That did not slow Zach Ertz down at all.
Nope.
He actually had just as good a game against. So he that at this point, he's unstoppable. That's what that means.
Yep.
So that's how good of a player he is.
Brian, listen, have a great Christmas with the fam, and we will talk to you next week.
You too, guys. Merry Christmas.
There he is. Brian Westbrook hanging in with us on Christmas Eve. And, of course, Brian is brought to us by Visit Philly. Headed to the city for the game, book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package and enjoy $200 worth of free perks, including free parking. Find out more at visitphilly.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.